Happy Life. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I like that. Welcome to Hour 2, 1-866-233-0747. I want to get over to this really quick. Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. Now, always consider the source, friends. Just having a little fun with the fools. My father told me that I'm not supposed to answer a fool in his folly. But I just want to show my friends, my listeners, just what we're up against. Not once in a while, but always. But this was a blog. It's Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. He said, now you got to hang on with me just to go through these quotes, and then I'm going to tell you who this clown is, okay? Just to show you again, consider the source always. For the fifth time in the last couple of years, I've caught Bradley Dean using a fake quotation in his latest WorldNet Daily Common. Ironically, it is a column entitled Religion of Ignorance. His latest fake quote is from Ben Franklin, and it goes like this. You ready? Chase, you going to jump in on me? Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure, okay? This is the fake quote. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins.
I like it.
Good call. That's a good warning, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So what is his solution there? Does he say somebody else said it? Or
we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. He strains at the gnat and swallows the camel, right?
Regardless of the truth of the quote, he's just picky about you saying who said it rather than the truth that's in the quote to begin
with. Well, I can go online right now and I'm going to find it all over the place. We can cross-examine. As a matter of fact, I just did my last week's article. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. That was from Socrates. Okay, had it confirmed. Have a magazine out there. Paid a woman thousands of dollars to edit and to glean, vet the content of my magazine. Never had an issue with it. Some guy emails me last week, Bradley, you got a fake quote in there. Really? Where did you get yours? You know what his referral or his resource was? Guess what he made reference to?
Wikipedia.
That's right.
Yep.
Wikipedia, friends.
Yep.
Solid.
That tends to
good
be
that's what I wrote to him. I said, your resource is Wikipedia, and you're telling me that what I'm saying. Here's the point, okay? Okay, let's say Socrates or Plato didn't say it, these philosophers. Is it true?
I remember I had somebody coming at me because it was Andrew Jackson, just throwing back to yesterday's show. I'd thrown out the Bible is the rock on which is Republic West, and they said, oh, you mean you're quoting a murderer about the truth of the
Of course.
This, the other.
Show about Peter Cartwright?
Hey, no, wait a second. These people, okay, let's go to that. Just right there, okay? You're quoting a murderer, and the people that are going after the murderer, Andrew Jackson, who was saved soundly at the end of his life, these are the people that advocate murder in the womb to the equivalent of 4,000 a day. Do you ever notice the people that are demonizing those that are standing up for life, accusing them of the crimes that they themselves advocate? Has anybody noticed this?
You mean the hypocrisy?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm not even kidding you. Uh-huh. It is over. Their cup runneth over with hypocrisy.
No, it's kind of a side note, but the Bible says even the devils believe and tremble, and I bet you they can spew out more truth than a lot of professed believers nowadays.
Oh, you can.
I've met plenty of people who are way off in left field. But when the Lord uses somebody to speak and they speak truth, the truth is the matter, not who said it.
That's right. But again, they strain at the net and follow the camel. By the way, before I give it over to you, Steph, interestingly enough, Chase, when you look in Scripture, Satan misquoted Scripture all the time when he was speaking back to Jesus, when he was tempting him. Did anybody notice this? It's crazy, but he can use Scripture to manipulate God's intent and meaning. And by the way, preachers do it all day long. They hold just a little bit of truth. They omit. They add to. They yeah. take away. They take it out of context. And they say, well, you know, Jesus came in to give us this and that and the other thing. And isn't it interesting? It falls in line with the enemy of our souls almost without fail.
Always, yeah.
Yes. Especially when it's out of context, biblical context, you can always see the cross is always what they're pulling away from it. Always without fail.
Yeah.
The power of God.
Yeah.
Why did we lose you?
I just mute my mic so that.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure because did you run out of knowledge to stay on the air with us? Or is that?
That was a long run.
I got to fill up my gas tank again. Okay. When you're talking about straining in an N and swallowing the camel, it's like, you know, you missed the A. You missed the word "duh"
yes,
in there.
Yes.
Or even, too, it reminds me of when we were doing high school assembly program. We had this assembly, I think 600, 700 kids. And we saw two people leave the assembly program because they were offended by pro-life.
Missouri.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So we saw two people. And the principal who shut down the assembly program at the end, we were talking with him. He said, we're like, listen, two people left. You know, we're looking at the two people, you know, a disgruntled teacher and an indifferent student. And then we're forgetting about the 600, 700 kids that stayed. They sat down. They wanted to hear the truth. He goes, are you sure it was two? Are you sure that it was true? And Brad's like, yes, I saw them walk out. He goes, it was three. It's like, okay, dude,
okay,
if
now,
it's two or three, what is the point of what we're trying
now,
to
now,
say here?
Now, hang on a second. I can actually bring you to that conversation. Chase, bring us to the conversation. This is a principle that stopped one of our assemblies.
Yeah.
We're
going to
get a question.
They asked if they wanted to leave, and they all stayed.
Right.
But yet you took it upon yourself to pull them out.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, if I had a stadium set up across the street, I'd set up, just to prove my point, but three-quarters of your school came up and thanked you.
Well, you pulled them out because of one.
Yes. That's pretty spineless. You don't stand for something.
Why are you here? Whoa, why are you here?
Are you here
for a message?
Okay. Yeah.
How much did this message cost me?
What does that have? I don't care.
Oh, nothing to do.
So what I did hear, Francis, he's going
money.
To the money.
It's not about money.
No, it's not about money.
Little did this principal know that we are out raising money to pay for what he did not.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm trying to see how you justify that.
Because
I'm confronting him right now.
Because I'll take care of that stuff then.
Yeah.
Why are you doing nothing?
You gave me the option. That's all I got to do.
Okay, time out. Whoa. Are you sure?
I watched them.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Two people.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And
I watched the
and
people
you're
in
sure.
the corner. Yeah.
Okay, well, there were three.
Did you hear this, friend? Three out of 600 people left. That's only
0.5%. Bottom line is, I think it's a money thing.
No,
it's
so he makes it a money thing, yep. And I said, listen, I will take your
check.
I'll give you your money back.
If we can do the assembly program right now.
If we can
right
finish
now.
The assembly, and that shut him down.
And
so there was no way.
No.
Yeah, irrational.
Yeah, it's about the money. Okay, then you can have the money
yeah.
back, and we'll just go do the assembly program.
Okay.
No.
You got us off
money.
Track, Stephanie.
Sorry,
it's
but
your
the point
fault.
Is, he strained at the gnat and swallowed the camel. It just reminded me of this, you know, I really, I don't mean to speak unfriendly of someone, but we're just going to have to go on with the show. Otherwise,
well,
I might get a little mad.
That once in a while.
Seriously, that guy really made me mad. And it takes a lot for me to get a little worked up. But for a guy to do that and strengthen that while swallowing the camel, we're talking about these quotes. People say, well, you missed the A or you missed the It's like, listen, what is the point of the quote? Look at the heart of the message.
Talking about Bradley Dean's fake quotes, for the fifth time in the last couple years, I've caught Bradley Dean using a fake quotation in his latest WorldNet Daily column. Friends, I'm going to go through a couple more quotes. By the way, he attacked our forefathers at every false quotation. And then I'm going to reveal to you who this individual was. And folks, I know there's only like one response, but I just love how stupid these people are sometimes because I have fun with them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Break, I looked over at the producer's wife. She's here on Saturdays. And I asked her, I said, do you feel smart? You want to jump on the radio? And she said, no. And I said, neither do I. Matter of fact, case in point, I was actually out street preaching with Ray Comfort in California. What was it, last year? And someone is shooting something back at him, and it totally offended me. And I started going after the heckler. And Ray Comfort says, Bradley, I've got a heckler here. You know, and he said, in other words, leave me alone. This is working for me.
This is my heckler.
Right. So what I'm doing is I'm highlighting the hecklers right now. Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing is I'm actually driving people to do their own homework to find out that what this guy is saying contradicts everything he's attempting to do, because people know that our forefathers have done a little homework. Folks, it doesn't take you a genius or a genius to figure out that our forefathers are under attack, as the Word of God is, because they want to discredit the forefathers. They're a bunch of revisionists that are attempting to create our forefathers to look just like them and their godless selves. And folks, for a better way of saying it, the word stupid means dull and sensible, like them stupid selves, friends. And they try to be these intellectual hierarchies when, in fact, folks, they're dumb as rocks.
Like professing themselves to be wise, they became fools?
Of course, turning wise men backwards, exactly. Frustrating the tokens of liars, exactly. That's what the Holy Ghost does.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get to the next quote. Ben Franklin said that. He said Franklin didn't say that. Henry Stuber did, and he was speaking about the importance. And so what they'll do is then they'll take it out of context,
mm-hmm,
as to what they were saying. So they'll say, someone else, hey, you know, all you revisionists out there, I want you to understand, God has not changed his mind. Okay, I just want you to know that. You go ahead and kick up the goats all you want to, but you only, at the end of your life, are going to find that you've been wasting your life on something that will never happen.
You know, I do have to say, too, is sometimes you find quotes that are so similar. Like, I'll say MLK said something, and it was someone else who said virtually almost the same exact thing. Yeah. So just because you find something that's similar and close to it doesn't mean that person, such as Benjamin Franklin, didn't say what he said. Another guy said something similar to it. Sometimes I'll get caught off guard where I was like, well, no, Martin Luther King said this, and then you see all
Gandhi.
The quote came from Gandhi, or it came from, so on and so forth.
And what they'll do is, really what they're doing is they're extracting the heart, the pith and the marrow, the kernel of the seed of what,
right.
Like, for example, Gandhi said, and they'll make it mean what it means to them.
Right, exactly.
We can't do that with the Word of God, but listen, philosophers do this all the time. Philosophers are those that have used the Word, the parables of Christ, and they try to make it into their own, to take away from Christ that which belongs unto Christ unto themselves. So when we talk about Socrates, Plato, you know, all of these philosophers that have been out there, by the way, they're just trying to be great men. It's not a good idea. We don't want to be great men. We want to be great in Christ. And
right.
That's really what it comes down to. Because in the best of saints is the worst of sinners. So regardless of what we do or what we can put on ourselves concerning accolades and adding to our reputation, it only takes away from Christ, Philippians 3. So why don't we just give over to Christ what belongs to Christ and stay the course and let Christ do what he will with us in the process, because he's the one that's going to be glorified through life and death concerning this ministry, and that's where I desire it to be.
Right.
So let's go to the next quote. Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. Here's another one. A year later, speaking of me, Bradley used another fake Washington quote. Firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. They are the people's liberties, T. Folks, it's all over the place. Matter of fact, you go to gun outlets, it's all over. Another one that he said that I used a fake quote was this. It is impossible to govern the world without God in the Bible. It is!
Of course.
If we're not going to be ruled by the Word, then we're going to be ruled by bayonets. If we're not going to be ruled by God, then we're going to be ruled by tyrants.
Right.
Why is he straining at the net? Let me get there. Always consider the source, friends. Here's another one. And another one in the same column. A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they have... Wait a second. I bet he's an anti-gunner. I'm just guessing.
You think?
Do you guys want to add to this? Come on. Is anybody tracking with me
these
here?
These are the same guys who paint Albert Einstein to be an atheist and the same guys who paint all kinds of other famous people to
bring
an agenda. That's all about is pushing an agenda.
Well, they hope people are as stupid as they are because they want to be a great man like Darwin was.
I was thinking you said before they're dumb as rocks, but they're those same ones who are pushing the idea that they came from rocks in the first place.
So well, that's... Well,
does
then,
it really surprise you?
It fits hand in glove, right? Hey, rockheads.
Wow. All right, you think I'm cheesy.
That was a cheesy one. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next one. Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. We're highlighting, just hang on a second, consider the source. We're highlighting an individual who said over the last couple years, I've caught Bradley Dean use 5 fake quotes. That's what he said, okay? Do your due diligence, you'll find this all over the place, these quotes, by the way. And he's attacking our forefathers. He's attacking our rights. He's attacking our God. Nothing new under the sun. This is what communists do. Socialists, the useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly said.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own governments.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what our forefathers taught us? And weren't our forefathers those that were armed resisting a tyrant named King George? I don't know, maybe it's just me, but maybe this guy hasn't taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence, I bet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just guessing here.
You mean he hasn't actually read the founding documents to really know what he... Wait. So he's referencing Wikipedia, but who cares about the Declaration of Independence? I mean, that bedrock, that foundation of our country. Wiki's got it going on now. That's the hip thing, right?
Hip.
That's what we're looking for.
That's something you'd get out of the 50s,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
All right. All right. I'm going to give you a quote here in just a second, and this is one of your Declaration of Independence signer. His name was Roger Sherman. He said this. Listen carefully. He said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of an armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration. Our forefathers threw off tyranny through an armed resistance? Of course!
Yep. That's why
tyrants are trying to disarm you so they can enslave you. But Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All right, let's go to another one here. All right. And this one from John Adams, another Bradley Dean fake quote. See, again, they're trying to discredit the truth, friends. That's all they're trying to do. Our Constitution is made only for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christianity. That's a fact,
yep.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams did say that.
Absolutely.
George mm-hmm. Washington did say that,
yep,
and
exactly.
Ben Franklin did say that. So I'm trying to figure out, what is this guy doing?
I got to make
other
case
than the fact that
here.
He's trying to discredit the truth.
Exactly. And like
justify
you said,
himself and his own lawlessness.
And our founding forefathers, they had a same common core. They had the same background. They were
principles.
Going for the same principles. So a lot of them, obviously, are going to say the same thing.
You think?
A lot of, like, maybe like a lot of Republicans say the same thing. A lot of Democrats maybe say the same thing. I was going to make a point here. I've been looking
They should
at,
all be saying the same thing because
right.
we have one Constitution.
But what I'm saying is people of like mind, the same likeness in their
Birds
mind
of a
is going to come
together.
Out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Okay? So for example, let's just take one quote. I just did a little research here. Okay.
What, but I got a question for you.
Yes.
In 1-866-233-0747, why are they all agreed in homosexuality, in the murder of babies, and attacking our foundations, and in war with God? They all do the same thing for the most part. That defines criminal.
That's right.
Okay.
Because maybe our founding forefathers stood for something that they stand against, and so they don't want to have that bedrock because it's so inconvenient to the darkness that they want to live in. Just guessing. I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe that's
yeah.
what it is.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well,
now, wait a second. He's
okay.
he's going to highlight his man pretty soon here, Joseph Stalin. But go ahead and finish your point.
Okay. This is my point. So, for example, people of like mind, like we're saying, they'll say like things. For example, this is one quote that's virtually similar, but it's said by about four different people. Okay. Are you paying attention to me, Hank?
Oh, my God.
All right. Now, listen to this.
This guy's got manure all over
okay.
his face. I can smell it.
Okay. This is my point. This quote, to sin by silence
just wait.
When they should protest makes cowards of men. That quote was said by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Okay?
Okay.
Same quote. To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. That one is accredited to Abraham Lincoln. Same quote.
You said accredited.
Accredited.
You're starting
Excuse
to sound like
me.
Our 3-year-old right now.
Oh,
accredited.
That's really bad.
Okay.
And
that, no, over, I'm playing.
Do you get my point, though?
I'm playing the socialist advocate
Thank
right
you,
now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's straight out of scripture.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Is that where you're going?
You, well, I'm saying Martin Luther King. Okay, what does he talk about, too? But we also have to repent for the appalling silence of the good people. It's the same thread, the same quote by
yeah.
three different people.
Yeah.
So you say, well, so-and-so didn't say that. So-and-so did. So-and-so might have said something very similar because they're a like mind, but that doesn't mean it's
no.
exactly that person.
No,
more
it's more important for them to
quote.
Try to justify themselves to
exactly.
actually stand up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right, exactly. So we've got one quote very
similar.
Because
they've got to fight then, you know.
Exactly. This
yeah.
one quote, very similar. We got Ella Wilcox. We got Martin Luther King. We got Abraham Lincoln, virtually all.
You know what I don't like? Is I don't like Gandhi actually taking scripture because he did at times bend it a little bit.
Right.
But I'm not going to get to that. Maybe I will. You know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if it's an eye for an eye, the whole world will be blind. No, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime, friends. Keep it scriptural and we'll be okay. We're going to come right back. Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, folks, don't shame me. Oh, no, don't shame me. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Want to hear from you. Steph?
Yes?
You got 30 seconds. Fill it with words.
Oh, my 30
Talking
seconds.
Talking about Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. Hang on with me. This gets better.
Well, in the middle of everything, I want to just say, for those of you who like to support what we're doing, many of you listen to the Sons and Daughters of Liberty on a regular basis. Many of you are spiritually fed on a daily basis. For some of you, listening to the radio show is like going to church, as it should be. And it's not enough to say, we're so glad you guys are out there. I mean, great job. Keep doing what you're doing. We need the support to be able to keep on keeping on doing what we're doing.
I like that.
We're out there on a 24-hour basis. I mean, we are going, whether or not we are at home, whether or not we are on the road.
To try to put us in a 40-hour week, it just doesn't happen, friends. To try to get us to turn off the ministry button, it just doesn't work around here.
Right. Even if you're trying to hang out and have some family time, no matter where you're going, you're passing out tracts, you're waiting on
You know what will happen? Sooner or later, the kids will begin to do it.
Exactly. And
isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, our kids love to do it. We've got a 5-year-old, you know, he wants the pink and blue people where these gospel tracts.
He's 9 now.
Well, we have a 5-year-old too.
Oh, we do. But
I'm talking about Izzy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sam.
No, I know he's 9.
Okay,
almost 10, actually. Our producer is almost 10 years old. Can you imagine what he's like when he's 18?
Yes.
Yeah, one of them.
We don't want to take away from Chase.
That's right. He was adding his 30-second blurbs here today. We have to highlight Chase.
Yes.
Good job.
Okay.
Back to our 5-year-old, though. What he'll do is, you know, we're passing out gospel tracts wherever we go. We were at an appointment one time. He just goes to this guy. He's like, which one's longer? You know, he's got his two front teeth missing. Which one's longer, he says. And the guy's like, well, you know, I know this trick, but this one. And he's pink and blue people. He's 5 years old, not ashamed to walk up to a complete stranger when we're at an appointment.
No, because
and
he sees his dad and mom do it all the time.
Which one's longer? What does the Bible say about that? Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, they always say, I want a pink and blue person.
Okay, no. I want people to understand this. When we're doing this, we're breaking into people's bubbles.
Yes.
Friends, you know what happens when we leave 9 times out of 10? Oh, awesome. That is great. Yep. This is so cool. And what they don't realize is you just gave them the Ten Commandments leading them to Christ.
Right.
And they love them.
And they want more.
They don't. Totally.
This is a true story, and I'm sorry to get off track a little bit.
Yeah, you
here,
are off track.
There
so
is. I'll just say, we were trying to have some family time last Sunday. We were sitting there. We were taking our kids, and they were going on some rides, and I was watching this probably 15-year-old kid, and he was talking to his mom, and he was swearing at his mom, using the F word to his mother's face. I mean, some kids, they'll say it behind their backs, but I kind of had to watch him for a little bit to make sure, like, is this kid really, like, using the F word to his mom's face? And his dad was right there too, and they were going back and forth, and I was just like, wow. And I'm sitting there, and you know, it's always a little uncomfortable to break into someone's bubble. You know, I think, I could never do that. I'm just a little, you know, and you're sitting
sometimes
there.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, and sometimes you're like, you know, I just don't want to do this right now. But you know what? So I got up, I tapped the kid, and I said, hey, what color is this? And he said, pink. And I said, what color is this one? Blue. And I did it, and he was a nice kid to me. But I'm looking at this little punk who's using the F word to his mom's face with his dad right there, totally going back and forth. Sweet kid.
Steph, guess who taught him how to use the F word?
That's so true. Yeah. But I just almost couldn't believe it. You know, when you see things like that in person, it's just like, is this really happening?
It's because you've been sheltered. You're a PK kid.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
why.
That is true. But anyway, I got out of my bubble. We're not ministering. It's our day off. We're constantly doing what we're supposed to be doing, whether it's our day off or our day on.
What day was Jesus' day off?
Well, he did rest on Sunday.
Yes, he did.
That's right. But we honor God and we bless men on Sunday.
Servile work. That's right. Heart to God, hand to man.
That's right. So anyway, the point is we gave him some gospel tracts. We gave it to his dad, his mom, this other lady that was standing with him,
you're going to tell us about the dog.
Was there and the cat was there. But the point is, the Sons of Liberty is constantly out there doing. And if you want to support a ministry that doesn't turn the on-off button.
Do they got a parakeet?
All the girls
out there. Do they got a parakeet? I want to know.
Honey, have you ever listened to
them? Do they got a hamster and a parakeet?
Well, I didn't see one with us. But here's the deal. Okay. All the ladies out there right now are saying, oh, we love this story. Tell us more about this
story. I don't think that's true.
I think that's true. Liz?
No, I have men listening to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, you're excluding all the daughters of Liberty.
No, because the more manly they are, the more their wives are going to love them.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But anyway, the wives do enjoy the story. But anyway,
oh, you guys owe me big time. You guys owe me big time. I get beat up for this constantly, friends to the press.
I think Liz was enjoying the story. She's looking at me with that bewildered look, like, I can't believe that kid was doing that. But she liked it, right? Give me the thumbs up. Yeah, she's smiling.
Isn't that incredible?
I know. It was unbelievable. Yeah. But anyway, the point is to say all that, to say this, we're out there doing the stuff on all the time, not on-off button, we're doing this, we're not doing this.
And it's interesting, you get the business, you know, the structure, try to put, well, you can only do this for 40 hours, and it's like, you know what?
I don't know.
I live, breathe, sleep, eat, nothing but ministry. It's all the time, friends. And I love God. I'm so thankful for what's been done unto me, that I live unto him who died for me. You're just not going to get, listen, whatever God puts in you, no devil in hell is going to take it out of you. By the way, I did want to say, the only time that I feel uncomfortable breaking into someone's bubble is like when there's a bunch of AK-47s on the table. That makes
that
me
would
feel
be a little intimidated.
But you know what? Once I stand up to it, I kind of, you know, I kind of break into the bubble.
Knocking on the mafia doors.
Yeah.
It's
or walking inside a bunch of people. You know, there's Big Joe and there's, you know, Big Phil.
And sometimes, sometimes even too,
Tony Montana,
people that look intimidating. Like, for example.
Hey, who are you? That dude, long hair and all that other stuff.
That's right. All the, Vinny and so on.
Yeah.
Vinny. But
I don't care if you're black, white, yellow. I don't care if you're mob. I don't care if you're military. I don't care if you're government. God is not a respecter of persons, friends.
I was just going to say, Bradley was giving out this track. And sometimes
here we
these
go
guys.
Again,
okay, one more story.
Right.
This guy had this huge pink, this is a man with a huge pink mohawk, you know. So Bradley goes and gives him a track, but a lot of times when you feel a little scared and you don't want to do it, a lot of times when you actually break into someone's bubble, you'll find they're the sweetest people in the world.
I got to say this.
And sometimes they're not.
When I see the unlovables, I zero in on them because I understand what it's like to be overlooked in school.
Right.
And I purposely go to them people because I know that nobody else will.
Yep.
This one that Stephanie's talking about, he had a huge mohawk.
Wait, you're explaining too much.
No, I'm not. This guy was colorful, and so were his two friends. They were like, they were trying to capture the attention of the people. They didn't care how they had to do it. Yeah. That's how overboard it was.
Right.
I said, I got to go track this dude. I went over there. I tracked him. I took the time to break into his world. I turned around, friends, and I seen this kid take my two tracks and walk over to the garbage and throw them in the garbage. That hurt my feelings. Honestly, it did. It's because, like, bro, I'm trying to impart something that I have, and his name is Jesus Christ, and you need to understand he is alive forevermore. He hasn't changed. It's the people in the world that have changed. He is not. You need to take him for his word. It hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but here's though it hurt your feelings, the point is you should feel satisfied in knowing our job is to make sure that people have the opportunity to come to Christ.
Hey, Steph, if there's a building that's on fire and there's a bunch of people inside of it, and I say, hey, the building is on fire, and they stand there and they say, no, the building's not on fire, and they end up dying in the fire, that breaks my heart.
Right. No, I get that. But what I'm saying with that is our job is not, we can't make the choice for somebody
else. That's right.
We have to make sure that we give them the opportunity to make the right choice. If they reject it, that's between them
and God. Well, sometimes you got to grab them by the mohawk and pull them out.
That's right.
Yeah, you know,
that's right.
You call it hate all you want. Hey, bro, I'm loving you enough to tell you enough is enough. The fire's hot. You want to find out if it burns, go ahead, but don't do it on my clock.
That's
namely,
right.
I can do that with my kids. But when it comes to my brothers and my sisters out there, God's kids, I don't want it to happen to them neither.
That's
I really
right.
don't.
No, that's right. And, and our job is to make sure
done?
They have the opportunity. No, my final thing is this. If you'd like to support us, please call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah.
There is a secure donate button. Someone asked me just this week, can I go online
Steph,
and donate? Yes,
we'd...
you can.
Okay, awesome.
I wasn't going to say anything more about that story.
You know what? I don't have anything to say.
I think we need
time
on the Sons of Liberty.
Okay, now let's get to Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes.
Okay,
we got a couple more to go.
Okay.
So all of these fake quotes that I'm using, friends, are Washington, Franklin, John Adams. And
a
good portion of them are talking about maintaining our rights, fighting for our rights, staying armed, the word of God. Man, this guy's got to be a communist.
I'm noticing a common thread.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like our founding forefathers that he's rejecting
okay,
here.
Ready for this?
Okay, I'm
the
ready.
Next fake quote that Bradley pulled out of his bag the fifth time in the last couple of years is this. The part in parentheses was actually retactly derived, and then a fake quote from Joseph Stalin.
What?
He's defending Joseph Stalin.
Oh, my God.
Everybody
goodness.
Getting this with me? Huh. You know all those that are saying Bradley Dean hates all the gays? You know what they're doing? They're advocating the gay lifestyle. See, they're defending the gay lifestyle. See, they're not telling you that Scripture says, David said in Psalm 109, I was hated for my love.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus was hated for his love, John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, Jesus said, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why did it hate you, Jesus? Because he uncovered their sin before a just and a holy God, friends. The law is spiritual. We're carnal, sold under sin. And let me tell you, that law is holy, the commandment holy. It is just and good. We never, ever speak out against God's morality, his law, his government. Government, not a good place to put yourself.
Yeah.
But this guy did. And he agreed with those that are warring.
So he's agreeing with Stalin.
He's a fraternizer. He's committing treason through his stupidity. He said, I suspect that Dean is ignorant in both the mundane and virulence sense of that word. He knows little and cares even less about what he doesn't know.
Hmm.
Can I ask you something, Chase? Mr. I'm trying to escape. Going on live radio? Why would he be coming after me for actually equipping him with information that will preserve his liberty?
Sounds like he's a little bit offended at what you're trying to tell him.
Do you guys want to know who he is?
I'm ready.
Who?
He's ready for this? I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to make him famous. After spending several years touring the country as a stand-up comedian...
Wow, he's got to know his history, then. Yeah.
Okay, you want me to go further? His name is tired of explaining his jokes to small groups of dazed illiterates and turned to writing as the most common outlet for the voices in his head. The voices in his head.
The
hey, friends, God speaks
head?
To the heart, not the head. This is this guy's problem right here.
Wait, if you
Oh, wait, 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 wait. Chase is getting bold.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
I was just going to say, I think we have a comedian in the Senate right now, too. And then there's another one that's
Yeah, the joke
the
is on Minnesota.
Yeah,
yeah,
seriously.
Yeah,
yeah,
literally.
The voices in your head's not sounding too good.
Al Franken. Stephanie actually tracked him at the state fair. He thought he was a rock star. My wife, your Pretty Little Princess friends, actually confronted Al Franken, the comedian, the jokes on Minnesota, senator
here.
In the state of Minnesota
yeah.
here. We'll get back to this when we get back. Bradley Dean and his fake quotes. We're going to come back to more of them, and we'll listen to more of what this comedian has to say, because we have a lot to learn. Yes.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Okay, here we go. Final segment talking about the guy that called me, the blogger friends. Hey, folks, I've said this before, but I really do want to reemphasize it. These are some sick people. They really are some sick people, but I will tell you this. At least they're doing something. People were converted to Jesus Christ, these are the kind of people we need. At least they're doing something.
That's right. They're unashamed of what
they're preaching. I'm high-fiving a guy that's attacking me for his stupidity.
Well,
you know what philosophy is, don't you? It's big words with common sense meaning.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the end of this here. This is the guy that wrote the blog, Bradley Dean Loves His Fake Quotes. The fifth time in the last couple of years, he's attacking our founding forefathers. By the way, these quotes you will find all over the web. You'll find them from credible sources as well. In saying that, we were talking right before the last break. After spending several years touring the country as a stand-up comedian, you believe him?
Hey, the joke's on you, right? It's funny what he's saying.
He said, tired of explaining his jokes to small groups of dazed illiterates and turned to writing as the most common outlet for the voices in his head. He has appeared on, you ready for this, friends? Okay, this is the grand finale.
I want to highlight voices in his head, too.
That sounds like a bunch of bees. I'm trying to get the drum roll, right?
Sounds like a rapper.
A press roll, a buzz roll. Okay. Here's his claim to fame. You ready?
Okay.
He's appeared on the Rachel Maddow Show. You know what's sad about it? He's serious.
Oh, yeah.
He's serious. This is his accreditation.
That's incredible. NBC, that is such MSNBC, excuse me. It's such an incredible source.
Forced ratings.
I know. How many times did they apologize for their outright lies and for their piecing together quotes that people didn't say?
Okay, we got to get to one more.
I'm sorry. That was funny.
He has appeared on the Rachel Maddow Show and the Tom Hartman Show. If you don't know who Tom Hartman is, this guy is a debased human being. He is lower than a snake's belly. Folks, I'm not supposed to answer fool in my folly.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry, in their folly. I'm sorry. Did you hear that? In their folly. Right?
I think
my father told
me
I'm not supposed to do that, but wait a second. I was on Thomas Hartman's show out of D.C. once, and I was in Florida when I did this. As a matter of fact, we stayed at that hotel when we were in California. Forgive me. That same hotel. And this guy, before he pulled me on the radio show, he just rails on me for 5 minutes before I get on the show. And I thought, all right, well, it must not be one of my friends. I'm okay with that. I love this. This is contentious, right? We're supposed to contend for the faith, friends, remember? We're supposed to move with the sound speech, which is brought forth by the Holy Ghost, line upon line, precept upon precept. I was okay with it. Matter of fact, he lit my fire. But he attacks me, and he attacks Thomas Jefferson for 5 minutes. And then he asked me what I thought. I begin to answer, and he turns me way down. This is what they do, friends. I've done three of them. I'll never do another one because they're not there. They don't want to hear your answer. They don't want you to justify the truth. They don't want the facts because facts are stubborn things. What he did is he just rails on me. Thomas Jefferson pulls me up. I begin to answer the question. You know what he does? He turns me all the way down.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. But this is this guy's claim to fame, Rachel Maddow and Thomas Hartman. And he also accredits himself with this. He said, and is almost certain that he is the only person ever to make fun of Chuck Norris on C-SPAN.
Wow.
You know, you should have been quiet.
Maybe the whole thing was a joke.
We're being quiet now?
Yeah, just be quiet for a second.
Okay.
He's serious. Folks.
Well, yeah.
And you know what's sad about this? You know who else will believe this garbage? I think there was one comment. I mean,
really?
Friends, really, they get they get no credibility whatsoever unless I give it to them.
We probably shouldn't even highlight the guy.
I had to show people the attacks that I endure. It's important for people to understand that this stuff is real. This is going on.
Well, I have to say that...
Wait a second, though. You didn't let me finish my point. I wanted to say that, you know who believes this stuff? The conservatives.
And the church people?
And the church people.
You're right.
And folks, by experience, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the church is, in America, for the most part, hands down, has become a reproach among the people. Because they don't walk in the light anymore as Christ is in the light. They walk in the darkness, and they're afraid. They're fearful. And I want to tell you this. The fearful will have their part in the lake of fire as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't been given a spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Matter of fact, Scripture tells us that the righteous are bold as lions, and we have strong confidence in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way.
I was just thinking that they're so afraid to blow away the smoke, and yet they have no fear for the real fire. I mean, he makes us ministers of the flame of fire. There's fire and there's smoke. You get these guys who are blowing smoke all the time.
Yep.
And they're so afraid to go through it and to see what's on the other side of it that there's nothing there. That they
take it for face value.
They fear the face of man rather than fearing the face of God.
Chase, it's getting to the point now where I'm having to fill your mind with my words. Did you notice that? I had to give you the words to say.
Well, I'm working.
Have you ever heard that?
I'm working on it.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in Bradley's head.
He's building up the courage to these 30-second pieces. You're going to deter him.
Are you writing these little PowerPoints down?
What?
These little PowerPoints? Because you're running out of words here.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just thinking. Off the cuff.
Okay.
Live radio.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I do have to say one thing. If the guy...
Just one.
Well, no, actually, it's two together. But
tell the truth.
When the guy was introducing you for his radio show, he's dogging on you for 5 minutes, right?
At least. least.
But hold on. He's dogging on you and Thomas Jefferson at the same time. I would take that as a compliment.
You're in great company
if you're being dogged on with Thomas Jefferson.
I already get that. I already understand that it's going to come with the, it comes with the territory. I get that.
Right.
And I'm already ready. Hey, listen, sound speech which cannot be condemned.
Well, I think the
thing is, heart is loaded up with that written word that is written on my fleshly tablets of my heart.
Well, here's the deal is he's trying to dog on you, right? But inadvertently, he's giving you an unbelievable compliment by dogging on Thomas Jefferson at the same time.
Of course.
And what's interesting to notice...
I bet Thomas Jefferson didn't have as cool a hair as I do, though.
Probably not. But
did you ever see Thomas Jefferson's library?
Library, yes.
My friends, it will put you to shame.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how did you have that much time to read that many books?
Languages he knew.
Yep, seven languages.
Yeah. And another thing I was going to say about this individual.
I can speak seven languages, too.
Do you speak, like, gibberish?
I can, but we'll talk about that some other show.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well, this guy that was dogging on you, first of all, he's comparing you to Thomas Jefferson, which is actually a good thing. But another thing to note is that when you actually began to speak, he turned you down.
Of course.
That's very convenient because it's very...
But when Rachel Maddow attacked me, not once but twice, we called MSNBC and said, get us on the radio.
They didn't
even respond to us, but they resurrect the same piece a year later.
That's right. We called them ourselves saying, you can confront Bradley Dean in person, in studio.
Yeah,
they didn't want to have anything to do with that.
Get that dude on the radio, Rachel Maddow, and he can confront me. You get the point.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, you know what? These people, they didn't want to hear the light, just like this radio talk show guy did not want to hear the light. So it's very convenient to have someone on your show that you can push a button and he can't say anything.
Well, that's what they did.
I know. That's what the light is. The light shines so bright for those that live in darkness. I think it's a compliment all the way around the board.
Yes.
And we're doing more.
And by the way, I'm having friends with my listeners.
You're having friends with your listeners? Having fun?
It's time to take a... Hey, guys, I've been doing this hardcore for 6 days. It's time. I'm just trying to have a little fun with my listeners. But the point is, it is serious business.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no getting around it. It is serious stuff.
Because the repercussions...
You almost have to laugh about it sometimes, because if you don't, you'll cry like a fat baby with a wet diaper on.
That's exactly right.
That needs to be changed.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, well...
Steph, I'll give you the last 2 minutes.
Gosh, see, here I was telling stories and stuff like that. I just don't have any more stories that I can think of off the top of my head.
I'm just trying to figure out the last time that I asked you a direct question where you gave me a direct answer.
Gosh, you know, I think
it's always you got to reach around your backside,
gift.
To scratch your elbow, just answer the question.
Well, men need to be told things twice, and sometimes it's like this.
But people love the radio show because it PowerPoints.
You're right. Now, here's the deal. I think, I've got something so good here.
Well,
picture a canvas. Canvas, okay? You are black and white. I add all the color. Huh?
That's true.
There we go.
In some ways.
Well, you're black and white, and I like to add the colorful.
But
Let me tell you about the equation? Long-winded.
That color costs me a lot of money.
Really?
Yes.
You think I'm expensive?
Very.
Oh, no.
Is there ever a day where something's on sale?
Is there ever a day where it's a discount or something? Right now.
I could get my little boy on the radio, one of the producers, right now, and he could answer the question. Sam, Buggy, answer the question. Is there a day that Mama doesn't ask Dad for something?
There is not ever a day.
Oh, and that's true, isn't it?
Can you believe
that? Every week.
You are the best kid in the world. I love
Sam,
you, honey.
That is it. I'm going to talk to you about
this
after the show.
I want to let you know, in all seriousness, we love you literally by what we do. We're not on the radio show because we're trying to look for something to do. That is not the situation here. We make time every day. And we want to thank GCN for the opportunity to be here, all the affiliates that we have across the country, and all the affiliates that we have across 53 countries, literally. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We are literally doing what we do because we have hope in the future, because we have hope in God. And hope, my friends, is what you do with the truth given. So respond and make sure that Christ is the anchor of your soul and keep your eyes fixed on him. As I said earlier, aim small, miss small, and you won't miss him. Call upon his name today and see what he does.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.